Back here on the DDC on this Friday, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Let's say hello to our friend Butch Spiridon. He's always in the news. He's always got something going on. Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. He's laughing, but that is true, Butch. You always have things going on, including, I'm going to start here. You know, we're so used to everybody saying yes. We want to be loved, and Nashville is always loved, but somebody finally turned us down. Why? How are we not a host city of the World Cup?
Losing, I guess we call it losing, not getting the prom date hurts. They have not allowed anything at this point. They were very tight-lipped heading into yesterday. I know that they like Nashville a lot. And, you know, we threw them a curveball when we went from renovating to building new. And I feel like we answered their questions very well, significantly. But the only thing I can guess is they don't like and don't have to buy the unknown. So I'm going to say we lost to the other cities. I don't like blaming anything but myself. And so I'll take the bullet, and we'll figure it out and move forward.
How much, or was it at all, is it a requirement to play on natural grass, Butch, or can you play on synthetic turf?
No, it's a requirement. So I can't tell you for sure, but I've heard discussions that SoFi Stadium might have to bring in like 6 feet of dirt because they got to raise the field up to a height beyond adding sod. And, you know, all of the dome stadiums that don't have grass have to bring it in and then add grow lights and add a vacuum drainage system. And, you know, we would have had to add that, for example, and that was probably $1.5 million, $2 million investment for a temporary field, for a field that drains well, even.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the dumbass that I immediately go, why do you need a drainage system when you water the field right before the game and at halftime? It seems like you want it wet, but I don't understand the sport very well.
Well, just going through my first experience at Geodis Park for Nashville SC, Butch, it's not crazy because I thought the same thing. Like, they were literally doing that. The sprinklers were on, like, shortly, right before, you know, so that I witnessed that too. You don't stand alone in that thought. So was the plan to be in the new stadium? So am I hearing the plan was all along, it was never Nissan, it was to be in the new stadium in 2026?
No. The plan all along was Nissan. The discussion in the fall was, you know, what we were doing renovation-wise. And then we had to go back. We've been very clear and transparent with them the whole time. And we have a good relationship. But we laid it out, and we agreed, since all of our documentation was around Nissan and the unknown about when and if the new stadium would be done, that we would stick with Nissan. And if we got to a point where we knew it was a safe, viable option, we would then negotiate and discuss the new facility. But they wanted to, and we thought they were right to stick with Nissan at this point in time.
How much has changed or what's been going on behind the scenes since we last spoke with the new facility? Is there any new news at all?
Not really. I know the city was leaning to not doing their own kind of evaluation on cost. But as I read this week, they are going to move forward with hiring somebody to give up, I guess, a second opinion on both cost of new and what were the cost of renovations of the existing stadium. But, you know, I am absolutely convinced. I've been going to that stadium for 22 years. So we built it on the cheap. We got away with a lot for the least amount of money I know of in the last 25 years. So, you know, you buy cheap, you usually have to replace.
So we're talking to Butch Spearden. Butch, there's so many other things going on. Of course, we just got the news earlier, or I guess it was last night it started surfacing. Maybe a little bit more information coming out today. We'll probably hear from the Predators later on. But were you aware of the Bill Haslam presence and maybe where that would be going, and any initial thoughts on what that could mean for the franchise?
I was not aware. I try to stay in touch with both of them often. What I can say is I hope it's accurate. To have that level of investment is good for Nashville, good for the Preds. And I think it gives us some depth that we haven't had, because we have a great ownership group. God bless them for saving the team. But we haven't had the wealth that goes with ownership necessarily. And, you know, I like what I'm reading, and my fingers are crossed, because I'm also a fan of Mr. Haslam's. I've probably talked to him more, Governor Haslam, since he's been out of office than before. And just a good person, loves this state, loves this city, would follow the lead that the current ownership has created. And be able to probably pay some players a little bit more.
Well, I guess that caught my attention when you said the wealth, because that does get thrown out there. There are different levels of wealth, right? For most of us listening, you know, it all seems to be, you know, far reaching. But when it comes to owning a team, there is a big difference sometimes. And so when a guy does have a little bit more wealth, what can it mean to a franchise?
Yeah, exactly, and especially in today's sports world, the level of wealth and the ownership of the teams across all the leagues is staggering to a degree. And it's where you get the haves and the have-nots. So just having the ability to invest a little more, the payoff is there if you can afford to gamble on it. Look at the teams that have done that, in regardless of the sport. And you see the outcome, and then they make the revenue up on merch and sponsorships and suite sales. And it comes back, but you have to be patient and you have to have the wherewithal to do it.
And then finally, speaking of that, Darren had a really interesting interview recently with Dave Stewart. You're aware and been watching this for a couple years, this group that would love to bring a Major League Baseball franchise in down the road. But, of course, wealth is a big part of it. We just saw... You know, the Mets were bought for over $2 billion. There's other teams that are in a similar range, I guess, when you're looking at the cost of just bringing a franchise here. So wealth would be an important thing for that group, I'm sure.
Without question, whenever I am asked about our chances with baseball, you know, there's zero question Major League Baseball has their eye on this market. There's zero question about what John Lohr and his group are doing to keep the dream alive. But at the end of the day, you need a billionaire owner, unless somebody's willing to move their team here. And then you got to figure out how to build the stadium. So the ownership is the hardest and biggest piece that makes the difference. And, you know, I don't have any doubt how well baseball would do in Nashville, but we've got to find that owner first.
Yeah, I mean, the number Dave Stewart threw out to us, Butch, was they need to raise $5 billion. Like, I understand for all of us, we're like, well, we're sunk. We're not going to be able to raise $5 billion. But, I mean, Dave Stewart does have a little bit more clout in that group. Thus, they know some people that have deep pockets, but that still seems like a pretty hefty price tag for your goal to be $5 billion, or, I would go on the assumption it's – not going to happen, at least with that group, because that's what they're looking to do. What do you think of, when you hear that, what do you make of it?
Well, I would agree with you that the group that is around the table can't come up with that level of financial commitment. You know, the good part of that, they probably know enough people out in the country that they can come across it. And I'm going to assume the $5 billion gets you a team and a stadium.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that's the combo.
Yep.
But, and they add the current stock market and recession. So it makes it harder to find that person that's willing to risk, because it's not a huge risk, I don't think, once you have that kind of wealth. But there's a risk.
Yeah.
So you want the economy roaring when you invest like that. And I like Nashville's chances over the long haul. And we'll do whatever we can to help. But we're just a billionaire shy of being a legitimate contender.
Mm. Are we close to anything big coming soon? Is there any little nugget you can give us? You got anything big in the works?
Well, the only big thing that has kind of launched is, you know, we're participating with U.S. Rugby to bring their World Cup to the U.S. And, you know, I think we have an opportunity there. So we'll fight that. And then all of our effort is on supporting the approval of the new Titan Stadium, because that's a game changer for me and our industry and you and your industry.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can't chase if we get that type of facility. So I'm hopeful. There's a lot of work to be done. It is not a done deal. And I like to, when I'm talking to friendly audiences, remind people that the naysayers are going to be very vocal. So the people that are supportive need to be equally vocal. And we have to speak up, and we all agree this cannot be on the back of the local taxpayer. So, you know, that plan is being worked out. And if we can do that with no general fund money, then why the hell would we not do it? The payoff is enormous.
Well said. Keep fighting the good fight. Butch, thanks for your time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, guys. Happy Father's Day to y'all, and we will get up to bat and swing again soon.
I love it. Same to you. That is Butch Spiridon, Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. He is the big cheese, as I like to say, over there, and has been doing great work for a very, very long time. We'll come back and wrap up the second hour. Don't forget, you just made the list coming up at high noon, but Willie, you've got a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, let's talk Loan Pronto. Give them a call, because they can help you right now. Butch just talked about the economy right now, the inflation, and there's no doubt that if you've got some high-interest credit card bills or other high-interest loans, it can definitely take its toll on you, and you might be looking for a solution. And that's where Loan Pronto comes in, because your home has a lot of value right now. That's where you have the ability to take some cash out in a no-cost refi. And then when you do that, you have access to some funds that you can go and pay those credit cards off. So you can get that rate down to zero. Go from 23% to zero. That's a good financial move. And even if your home mortgage rate goes up a point or so, it's offset by your credit card rate being kaput, done, over. And on top of that, most people who go with that line of credit, that home equity loan, see monthly savings of $800 to $900 in the budget. So why wouldn't you check into that? Check into it right now by calling Loan Pronto. Unlock that equity and wipe out bad debt. 615-499-5780. You can even skip your next two house payments altogether. 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.